KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, King Felix now has a crowning achievement. Felix Hernandez pitched the Seattle Mariners' first ever perfect game and the 23rd in baseball history as he overpowered the Tampa Bay Rays in a brilliant 1-0 victory. Hernandez is 11-5. He was mobbed by his teammates at the pitcher's mound after the final out. He embraced catcher John Jaso for a few seconds and then shared some hugs with the rest of his teammates. After the game, Hernandez said he doesn't have any words to explain this. I've been working so hard to throw one, and today is for you guys, he told the crowd at Safeco Field. The Mariners ace and former AL Cy Young Award winner has long talked of his desire to achieve pitching perfection. He finally accomplished it against the Rays, striking out the side twice, finishing with a dozen strikeouts. It's the third perfect game in baseball this season. That's a major league record. Hernandez joined Philip Humber, the White Sox, against the Mariners in April, and San Francisco's Matt Cain against Houston in June. Six Seattle pitchers combined on a no-hitter against the Dodgers in June. That was the sixth no-hitter of the season, which is too shy of the major league record of eight set back in 1884. Elsewhere in the AL, the New York Yankees nipped Texas 3-2 despite a couple of home runs by the Rangers' Josh Hamilton. He's tied for the major league lead with 34. Adam Dunn cracked his 34th homer as the White Sox worked over Toronto 9-5. Held hitless by Aaron Cook through five innings, the Baltimore Orioles sent 10 batters to the plate during a five-run sixth as they beat the Red Sox 5-3. Miguel Cabrera became the first player in Tigers history to reach 30 home runs in five straight seasons as Detroit beat Minnesota 5-1. Will Smith pitched seven strong innings. Chris Getz doubled home the go-ahead run as the Royals defeated the A's 3-2. And the Angels doubled up Cleveland 8-4. In the National League, Clayton Kershaw won his fourth consecutive start. Matt Kemp drove in three, and the Dodgers moved into first place in the National League West with a 9-3 win over the Pirates. Steven Strasburg outpitched two-time National League Cy Young Award winner Tim Lincecum, and the Nationals beat San Francisco 6-4. Strasburg is 14-5. Atlanta remained 4.5 back of Washington in the East by beating San Diego 6-1. The Reds won their fifth in a row, beating R.A. Dickey and the New York Mets 6-1. Greg Dobbs drove in the Marlins' first run in 31 innings and then hit a go-ahead homer in the sixth, helping Miami beat Philadelphia 9-2. David DeJesus hit two home runs, helping the Cubs beat Houston 7-2. The St. Louis Cardinals got homers from David Fries and Alan Craig in a 5-2 win over the Diamondbacks, while Tyler Colvin's two-run double in the bottom of the ninth gave Colorado a 7-6 win over Milwaukee. Omelki Cabrera was suspended 50 games Wednesday following a positive test for testosterone, putting an abrupt end to what had been an MVP-caliber regular season and throwing the San Francisco Giants' playoff hopes into doubt. The suspension could extend into the playoffs if the Giants advance. Cabrera leads the National League with 159 hits and is second in batting average behind Pittsburgh's Andrew McCutchen. Cabrera's penalty was the first for a high-profile player since last year's National League MVP Ryan Braun had his suspension overturned on a technicality by an arbitrator last winter. In a statement, Cabrera says he accepts his suspension and now he will try to move on with his life. Cabrera is batting .346 with 11 homers and 60 RBIs in his first season with the Giants. Left-hander Jaime Garcia will return to the St. Louis Cardinals rotation on Sunday, and the team will shift impressive rookie fill-in Joe Kelly to the bullpen. Catcher Yadier Molina was out of the lineup Wednesday night with mid-back tightness and thought he might be out 2 or 3 days, but figures to be ready for the Garcia's first start since June 5th. Garcia was shut down for a month with a shoulder strain and made his fourth rehab start Tuesday night, striking out 8 and walking 3 and 5 innings at AAA Memphis. Garcia won 13 games his first two seasons in 2010 and 11, but he's just 3-4 with a 4.48 ERA and 11 starts this year. Kelly pitched into the seventh inning Tuesday night in a win over Arizona. He's 3-5 with a 3.41 earned run average in 12 starts. Red Sox owner John Henry says no one at a meeting with players last month called for manager Bobby Valentine to be replaced. Henry sent an email the day after Yahoo Sports revealed that several players met with Henry and team president Larry Lucchino on July 27th in New York to complain about the manager's handling of the team. Owner Tom Werner also was at the meeting, according to Henry, who says that no one who attended took the position that Valentine should be or needed to be replaced. The Red Sox are a disappointing 57-60 in Valentine's first season. Some bad news, though, for Red Sox fans. A slugger, David Ortiz, has been shut down as he strives to return from a strained right Achilles tendon. Ortiz has already been told not to take batting practice. Now he's been ordered to stop running as well. He's been on the DL since July 18th. Also in baseball news, Pittsburgh Pirates second baseman Neil Walker left Wednesday night's game against the Dodgers during the first inning with a dislocated finger on his right hand. Walker is hitting .290, leading National League second baseman in RBIs with 67 and tied in home runs with 14. The Chicago Cubs have fired Vice President of Player Personnel Oneri Flata. Cubs President of Baseball Operations Theo Epstein says more front office changes are imminent. The Cubs were 45-70 entering Wednesday's game against visiting Houston. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, it was Iowa beating Tucson 4-0, while Las Vegas knocked off the Omaha Storm Chasers by a final of 3-2. In football news, Nebraska goes into the season looking to challenge for the Big Ten Conference Championship that they were predicted to win last year. The Cornhuskers haven't won a conference title in 12 years, the program's longest drought since going 22 years without one from 1941-62. Last year marked the fourth straight year the Huskers have won at least 9 games. Offensive lineman Jeremiah Searles says an 8 or 9 win season is good, but the Huskers aspire to be great. Nebraska has a 3-year starter in quarterback Taylor Martinez, a durable and tough running back in Rex Burkhead, and a dynamic receiver in Kenny Bell. The defense is confident it can stop its slide in the national rankings the past 2 years, despite having a lineman, linebacker, and cornerback taken in the NFL draft. The opener is September 1st. It's at home against Southern Miss. Georgia State football coach Bill Curry is retiring after the 2012 season. The 69-year-old Curry was hired in 2008 to start the program and led the Panthers to a 6-5 record in their inaugural 2010 season. They fell to 3-8 a year ago. Curry has also coached at Georgia Tech, Alabama, and Kentucky in his long career. Well, peering through heavy rain, Dexter McCluster backpedaled to catch the punt, cut left, and sprinted a Kansas City team record 94 yards for a touchdown to spark a season-opening victory over San Diego in 2010 that led to the AFC West Championship. That's the last time the Chiefs returned a punt for a touchdown, nearly 2 years. Even worse for the Chiefs, it's going on 3 years since anybody ran a kickoff all the way back to the end zone. Not surprisingly, special teams coach Steve Hoffman lost his job, and his replacement Tom McMahon has been stressing kick returns since the minute camp opened on July 27th. The Chiefs have long been one of the best return teams in the NFL. In other NFL news, Dallas Cowboys Pro Bowl tight end Jason Witten sustained a slightly lacerated spleen in the preseason opener Monday night against Oakland. He's expected to miss the rest of the preseason. Witten will rest for the rest of the week and then be reassessed to see if surgery is needed. Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker James Harrison underwent surgery on his left knee, and his return is uncertain. The 34-year-old Harrison has been struggling with lingering pain in his knee for months. Denver Broncos defensive end Jason Hunter is out at least 2 months with a torn triceps, and he might miss the entire season. Broncos coach John Fox also said that right guard Chris Cooper had surgery on his broken left forearm, and he's out for 4 to 6 weeks. Detroit Lions running back Mikel LeShore is back at practice after missing most of training camp while recovering from a right hamstring injury. Former Pro Bowl center LeCharles Bentley has settled his lawsuit against the Cleveland Browns, the team he signed with before sustaining a career-ending knee injury that was complicated by a staph infection. Bentley agreed to a confidential out-of-court settlement after meeting with Browns owner Randy Lerner. Well, the U.S. Open says that Rafael Nadal has withdrawn from the last Grand Slam tennis tournament of the year because of tendonitis in his left knee. The third-ranked Spaniard hasn't played a match since June 28th when he was upset in the second round of Wimbledon by the 100th-ranked player in the world. It's the same problem that forced Nadal to pull out of the London Olympics and a U.S. Open hardcourt tune-up tournament in Cincinnati. Meanwhile, Melanie Udan of the U.S. is one of 8 women receiving a wild card into this year's U.S. Open. The year's final Grand Slam event begins August 27th. In soccer, Michael Orozco Fiscal scored in the 80th minute, giving the United States its first ever win at Mexico with a 1-0 victory in an exhibition. Orozco Fiscal, who plays in Mexico for San Luis, kicked the ball past goalkeeper Guillermo Ochoa for his first international goal. The U.S. had been 0-23-1 in 75 years of games at Mexico, including 0-19-1 in the thin air altitude of Mexico City, where they've been outscored 81-14. In NBA news, with hundreds of fans cheering him on, Andrew Bynum made his first appearance as a member of the 76ers after coming over from the Los Angeles Lakers in a 4-team trade last week. The veteran center says he's leaning toward making Philadelphia his home, bringing even louder cheers from an event that was more pep rally than press conference. Bynum's contract is up after this season, but the Sixers can offer him a max deal worth more than $100 million over 5 seasons. National Hockey League Commissioner Gary Bettman said a wide gap remains in labor talks between the league and the NHL Players Association a day after the union presented its offer. Bettman says he can understand the proposal the NHLPA made. He cautioned that the two sides see the world differently. He added that he's also disappointed that the union failed to provide what he called a full proposal at this late stage in negotiations. The current collective bargaining agreement expires on September 15th, and the NHL has already warned that it will lock out its players if a new deal is not reached by then. And wrestler Jake Varner and hurdler Lolo Jones will join several other athletes with Iowa ties for an Iowa celebration of the London Olympics. The Hy-Vee grocery store chain will honor the athletes who competed for the United States this weekend. The event will be at 11 a.m. Saturday at Drake University's Knapp Center in Des Moines. Varner, who won gold in the men's 96-kilogram freestyle, and Jones, who finished fourth in the 100-meter hurdles, will join gymnast Gabby Douglas, who won two gold medals, her coach Lang Chow, runner Lisa Ewell, and Miranda Leek, who competed in archery. Gymnast Sean Johnson, who won gold in the 2008 Olympics, also will attend that event. The doors for that free event will open at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.